Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are seeing our previous shiur. Shiur should be a special special. We saw the tool in Eben Ezer and Siman Kuf Lamed Zayin. It says that if a man divorces a woman, al menas shelo tiyah muteres lo, he says, recently you're divorced, but you're not muteres to Ploni. Can't marry Ploni. As far as Ploni is concerned, we're not divorced. The thing is that to get and she isn't going to be mutter to Ploni. The Rama argues there. And he says that Amanah Shelo Tiyah Muteres LePloni is not a get. And in a previous shiur, we explained Pshat and Machlokes. That is, that the Rosh holds, that's the Rosh who says, that the Torah brings, who says that Amanah Shelo Tiyah Muteres LePloni thing is that it's a valid get. And the Rosh is learning, as we explain, that there should be a shiur, there should be a leftover in the gufa get, as far as the heter of Ploni goes. In other words, the get is matir to the whole world, except for Ploni. The Rosh holds that even though if one is Megarish Chutz Miploni, the Shiur isn't Chal, in other words, the Get isn't Chal, because that's not Krisus, if he says Chutz Miploni, the person makes a Tanai, Al Menas, on condition that you're not permitted to Ploni, the Get will be Chal, and she's not Muteris to Ploni. So there's a difference between saying that Chutz Miploni, then it's not a good get, it's not a proper krisus. But if he says Al Menas, on condition that you're not Muteres LePloni, that's a shiur in the get, that's a tanai, that is valid. She's not Muteres LePloni because Etzem Inyan Asiyas Etzem Asiyas HaGerishin is not the shiur, it's a proper krisus. Etzem Gerishin is he's cutting her off from the world. It's just he makes a tanai that she's not Muteres LePloni. And she can't become Muteres LePloni, because if she's Muteres LePloni, then that invalidates the get. And as we explained at length, the Klal HaGerni, the logical rule that you have a reason that creates something, A creates B, B comes into being and it's Mevatel A, then B isn't Chal, can't do B. So here you have the Siva Yotzeres Chalus, Chalusai, Shia Gerushin. That's, you create the Chalois. And she's not going to be permitted to Ploni. She becomes permitted to Ploni, that's Mevatel the Get, and male the Heter Ploni can't be Chal. That's the Rosh. Ramah, Remeir Halevi Abu Lafia, he argues, and he holds that this cloud, that Tanai, can make a Shiur, as the Rosh holds, that the Tanai is making Shiur in the Get, on Nas, that she's not permitted to Ploni. It's only Shaykh in a case that if he would make the chalos meshuyer, if he would make this leftover chalos without a tanai, it would be chal. Without the shiur, without what's left over, because the shiur isn't in the etzem chalos. For example, if somebody's mekadesh below shirk sisvoina, the chiv shirk sus, eino me etzem chalos. Shiur of the Chiyuv of Shiur Ksus is only a tolad of the Kiddushin. And he isn't a bailin, the moinea the chalois chiyuv. And if I day tonight, it's going to be no shir ksus in ayna. There's going to be no shir ksus. As we explained in the previous shir. That since the shir ksus aren't matzim chalos hakedushin, they're only a tolada. Them not being chal is not going to prevent the kedushin. So he could be here. He can make a here. The shiur isn't be'etzem achalos. The sharon ksus are not a be'etzem achalos kedushin. So he can make a shiur like that. Therefore, I did tonight. If he makes it tonight, so that prevents the chalois chiyuv of sharing ksus. But in any case, where if he makes a shiur, the chalos isn't chal at all, because the etzem chalos is mishuyeres, is incomplete, and it's not chal chatzayim. So if there's a shiur in the etzem chalos, you also can't do it b'derech tanai. It's like you can't make a chalos with this shiur. That a tanai also can't do with a tanai. Because sof it's a chalos l'chatzayim. Therefore, by again, that the shiur passels the geirushin, because we require krisus v'leka. There's no krisus here. So even if he does it b'derech tanai, tanai le'im hani. Dashir poisel segerishin, we shouldn't have been increases for leka. Regan shall say the derech knai. Lo mahani. Share sof in Yahulu agerushin. Bofin shall heter the gabe ploni. Hainze klitut. Therefore, by a get, that is shir passes the gerushin. Because we require an absolute krisis, even if he does the derech lai, it's not going to be effective. Because sof for the gerush and archal, both in shall hetero ploni, it's not proper krisis. So just like if you try to make a proper chalos, it wouldn't be chal. Why not? Because it's a shir in the etzim chalos gerush, and so too you can't make it tonight. And therefore, if he tries to make it tonight, Amenas, Shalot, Yam, Teres, Leploni, it's not going to be a get. Because here it's a shir in the Yetzim. It would be, since if you try to make this Chalos Mishuyaris, it wouldn't work. So you also can't make it tonight. So for the Svara, we find in Bab Mitzia, Daf Lamed on the base, Maestro Rabbi Shmo, Bab Yossi, Shuadam, Sheam, Lomasa, Shalaitzim, Bigish, Menel, Adina, Konomen, Ochati, Zuv, Ev, Kiroi. Halachai said in the Zachavoy, Amle l'kulayam afkarinu, v'lechalo afkarinu. So Rabbi Yishmael was going on the way. He meets this guy. The guy's carrying a bundle of wood, puts them down, and then he says to Rabbi Yishmael, help me pile them up on me. Shmuel says, how much are they worth? He says, a half a zuz. Shmuel gives him a half a zuz. He buys the eitzim. This way he doesn't have to load up the eitzim on this guy. So he didn't want to do it. He bought it and he was mafki the eitzim because it wasn't the fikvoda. Bafka and he's mafki the eitzim. And then Hadar Zachabu, another guy was zochin the eitzim, Rabbi Shmuel, gave him another half a zuz and he was mafkir. And he said he's going to be zochin again, Amalei. I'm mafkir to everybody but not to you. And the Gemara gets into the fascinating question, does mind hefker or not? Is that hefker or is it not? The Gemara says, "Vatznan." We have, is that really hefker? B'shaloimrim. It has to be hefker. Lanim v'lashirim, like by Shemitah. So therefore, you can't be mafkir to everybody except for one guy. So Rabbi Shmuel b'Yosi l'kul mi'afkirin, he was mafkir to everybody. Rak l'to ha'ish, amar she'ino mafkirelo, k'dei she'lo yizkeh be'itzim. He was really mafkir to everybody. And just to that guy, he said he's not mafkir because he didn't want him to acquire the Eitzim again. Ad kan divrei Gemara. In other words, the tzarech, he told him something that wasn't true. Nechora, he could have been mafkir v'derech t'nai shel shiur. Then it'd be mafkir al menas shelo yeros adam schus behefker zeh. This will be a hefker meshuyer. But al menas, not a chutz. Like we saw before, there's a chilek between al menas and chutz. Gerushin chutz doesn't work, but almanas works. So says the answer is we have to say that since hefker la'anim and not la'shirim isn't chal at all, has to be hefker to everybody like hefker of shemitah. Therefore, even if you make a shir both in shel tanai gamkein. Hefker doesn't work, since if you would make a chalois mishuyer, then it's not for everybody, it doesn't work. So almanas also doesn't work. And that's like our yisod. And that proves the ramah. Since if you would try to make a chalois mishuyeres, it wouldn't work. In such a certain chalois mishuyeres, it wouldn't work. You also know how to make such a tanai. Such a shir b'tanai, so therefore you're now just like a chalois of haret. That haret mugureshes chutz mi ploni doesn't work. So to a tanai shel almanas shelo tiyan mikras ploni. But this compels us to understand the rosh. It's a get. I don't mean tonight shall shiur a kamu. Hello, we get. Kevancha shiur poslo mevatlo. Since by a get, the shiur passes it. So by tonight, it should also pass it. As we've been trying to go through the shiur of Rainu Rabbeinu, the Rosh Hashiva of Chaim Zitzel. Says as follows, that in the Machlokas for Blazim Rabbanim, Dina Techutz Leploini, the Rabbanim says it's good, and the Chum says it's not. It says in the Gemara that the reason Rabbanim loves it is because it says, Visha Gusha Meisha Lo Yikachu. Kohen's not allowed to take a Gusha. If you don't ask her, Meisha Nifsa Menakuhun. You ever get it only from her husband, and she's still not much with anybody else, she's already Pasul Kahuna. So you see, that din of chutz leploni, it's a good get. Rabbanan amr, Rabbanan esir kunishan. Rabbanan say no, it's not a good get. But when it comes to surah kahuna, she's going to be a surah le kahuna. After she has such a get, but that doesn't mean that it's a proper get. She means that apostles are le kahuna. Tosis writes in maskal afilu. That if she was only misgareshes from her husband, she's been permitted to anybody in the world, even Rabbi Lazar, it's not a get at all. And if he dies, she's allowed to do yibum. And all it does is pasul her menakahuna. That's all. Unless Rabbi Lazar proves from this that chutz leploni is a get gamor. Because if it's not, if chutz leploni wouldn't be a get gamor, it wouldn't pasul a kahuna. He's even Reach HaGet lo had. And the fact that Patzel's like Kahuna, this get only from her husband, that this get. Of chutz. And the fact that it passes the kahuna, it's muchach, that chutz the pony to get gamma. Let's see, Tais is inside. Bim timer, baha badai. This is kuna shiny. And lonet gal shalom eishev, lonet gal shum adam, pshita tafilu. Rabbi Zalov, Lord, get cloud bound. If you make me tell it, let your pain about Fishab Subhoslav in Akiuna. In other words, the Gemara says that Rabbi Lazar learned Shitasov that a person's Megarish Ishto Chutz Mutoni Megarashis, and the fact that we find that a woman who's Megarashis, her husband divorced her in such a way that she's going to be forbidden to the whole world, she's Psul Lekahuna. The question is, what's the Raya? All right, Badai, that's only Legabi Yisr Kahuna. It's Pashat that even Rabbi, according to Rabbi Lazar, such a get is not considered a get, since if it's only Leplaini, if it's only to her husband, she's not permitted to anybody else. And it's Pashit that if her husband dies, she's going to be allowed to be Mesia Benes to his brother. She's not a Grusha, even though she's Psul Lekahuna. So what's the Raya that if you say Chutz Mepluni Megureshes, from the fact that a woman who has husband divorced her, and she's not going to be Asur. And said she divorced her in such a way that she's still going to be forbidden to the whole world. She's Psul Lekahuna. What is the Psul Lekahuna proof? Even Rabbi Lazar agrees that a get like this is not considered a get. She's not permitted to anybody. It's Dafka then in Sulei Kahuna. When she's only when the get is only to her husband, so too she's Megarish Chutz Leploni. It's only for Kahuna that she's considered divorced, but not for anybody else. So my answer is Tos Veshlom. Darkly Ma'is Tekev Nafid Lo Nitzgash Yom Yishev Sulei Kahuna. And Ken Ki Yom Chutz Leploni Habiget Gamma.
Gerushin Boyfin Shel Shiur. Gerushin, the case where you leave somebody out. But the fact that such a get has Reach a get Lapasla Lekahuna when he says Chutz Miploni. Rav Elazar learns that you can make a shiur and a get. And if he was in Shire and he said, Muteres l'chol oilam chutz mifloni, the get is chal. That's Rav Elazar. He proved from the fact that there's reach a get. And you say chutz mifloni, that it's a valid get. Rav Elazar learns you can make a shiur in the get. And since you can make a shiur in the get, since we see that he can divorce her only from her husband,
We see that if he divorces her only from her, only from him, and she's still forbidden to the whole world as Reah HaGet, so it must be that when he's Megarish her, Chutz Miploni, then it's a valid get. In fact, if there's Reah HaGet and she's a Surah the Kahuna, when he only divorces her from himself, but she's not Materis to the rest of the world, so it must be that Chutz Miploni is a get Gamur. This tells us very difficult to understand. Since we see there's a get, and that it's only lifts all the kahuna, which is not permitted to anybody, so how does Rabbi Lazar know that Chutz Miploni is a get gamur? Lazar wanted to say that Chutz Miploni must be a get gamur. Why? Because there's Reach HaGet when he says, only from me, you're only divorced from me. That's Reach HaGet, so it must be when he says Chutz Miploni is a get gamur. No. And when he says Chutz Miploni, so it's only Reach HaGet. Only asks is the kahuna, but no more than that. So Rabbi Alter Shmuel Levitz, Rabbi Chaim's father, explained that the reason the Rabbanan, he says the Gemara, that it's because of being in krisis for leka. You require krisis. And therefore you can't say if you have to cut her off from everybody. Can't say Chutz Miploni. And since she's still connected to her husband through this man, which she's still forbidden to. And so we can say that Havvada, that even Rabbi Lazar holds that we require krisis begerish, and he just holds that Chutz Miploni is considered krisis. And the explanation is that it's not in the Nekedushin, there are two chalakim. One is the chalais kinyan and the ishus, she becomes knuilo, and the other one is the chalais iser. You see, in Kedushin, dasa lakuliyama kehekesh. Because of this, she's an erva in the whole world. So we can say the Lazar holds that by Gerushin they're also doing that. One is Hafkas Chalos, and two is Heter La'alma. That was Hafkas Asur La'akuli Alma Kehekesh. The Rabbi Lazar holds that the Heter La'alma is not a Toilad of the Hafkas Ishus. Rather, there's an Asir Miuchedis La'atir La'alma. Rabbi Lazar learns that there are two inyanim to Gerushin. Is nafkas aishus, just like marriage is creating aishus. And then there's the heter to the world, because marriage makes an issue to the world. And they're two different things. And the increases was only said by afkas chalais. We require that it should be completely mufka. There's no shir in the aishus. But in the issue of the world, you can have shear, there's no chisar and krisis, and therefore he holds Rabbi Lazar that gerushin works chutz miploni, because the afkas ha'ishus is below shear. Afkas ha'ishus is absolute. It's only mishayer ba'heter la'alma. It is not material legabe ploni. And therefore, our reason of a righteous man of legamre is not permitted to ploni. She's both Megureshis Lagamre, Yadavkos Aishas, and she's not Materis Laploni. The rabbi said, no, it's one thing. The Etzim Gerishin is Davkos Aishas, and the Heter La'alma comes automatically. It's not Shayach that the Aishas should be Mufka, and there's not going to be Materis La'alma. And therefore, it's his Mishayach Chutz Miploni, it's also Mishayach Nafkos Aishas. He's still his wife, Lagabi Yosef Ploni, that's not Krisis, since he makes Begufa Gerishin, Davkos Aishas Lechatzoin. It's not going to be considered a get, and that's what's the Lazar proves from the din of Rebbe Gureshis Mimani Ve'inat Mitaras Hashim Adam that she's themselves the Kahuna, that Gerushin is effective Chutz Miploni Chutz Miploni. Even though over there it's only Reach HaGet and only is effective to Pasul of Mi'ana Kahuna, nevertheless, there is Mukhl that Yitzchayach Hafkas Chalos Belo Heter La'alma. These are two separate things. There's Hafkas Yishus and then there's Heter La'alma. So if he says you're Muteris, you're divorce from me and you're asu with everybody, you see that it didn't seem afkas issues. And heter la'alma. You see it as afkas issues and no heter la'alma. And if rako panam, that's reach haget. Just it's not gerushin even from him, because gerushin that's not mati, it's not gerushin. It's like kiddushin that don't aser aren't chal pei beis on the base. But if we say that Gerushin only ends of Klausishus and the Heter Lalma, it's automatic. If he's Makadish without Heter Lalma, it's a steer Mineube. Since he's Makarish, Mineube Mufkais from Alma. And since he says you're not going to Heter Lalma, so he's not Makarish. If he doesn't have a shame Gerushin, there's no Reach Haget. And that's what Tosis writes. Lachi Mais, the Kevin, the Afil, on his Garshil, and Misha, Psura, and Ekele Kahuna. So the Gemara brings that even if she only divorces from her husband, she's psula kahuna. In other words, from here you see this shayach a concept of gerush and lina of klasa ishus below hetel alma. And if so, when he says chutz leploni, to get gomu, enu meshayer bat ishus rak behetel alma. Not leaving over anything in the ishus, just in the hetel alma. And once we see that that works, you can also say chutz, and then it's going to be proper gerush. He said, it wouldn't be a get, and she says, only for my husband. And then it wouldn't even be a reach get. They're one and the same, of course, the issues in Israel Alma. Then it wouldn't even have reach get, she wouldn't be a Surah like Ohani. Without the Heter Alma, there's no of course, issues, no reach get. Therefore, Allah says, look, you see this, of course, issues with that Heter Lalma. Therefore, when he says, Harayat Muteris, Harayat Gureshis, Chutz Mikloni, Tzchal. See, here they have a get Tzchal. Because the precedent of her being this Gureshis only from her husband, it works. At least as Reach again. So you see, there's a concept of separating between. They have caused the issues in the Heter Alma. So when he says better, that you are divorced from me and you are mutter to the whole world, except for Ploni, it's going to be a valid divorce. And the rabbis hold no. Even though it's not shayach to have gerushin, then you have caused chalos without the Heter Alma. And therefore, if he leaves over and he says that you're mutter to this guy, the issues is in mufka, nevertheless, there's still reach haget. When he says, you're only divorced from me, to pass the lamena kahuna, because this for kahuna shani, there was especially machmir. So we're not done yet. Now, based on this, we can explain machlokas Rashi and Rama. So I'm hoping that in the next year we will get to that. And we will see continuing the flies in Teras Hashem. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.